Tattva Darshan, February 2, 2010. Purification, purity. We read many about many brattas, or we hear many times it said, I'm getting purified. I'm getting purified of my karma. Krishna's purifying me, or this is really purifying. I feel really purified. What does this actually mean? What is purity? What is purification? We see an example of a devotee in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj. He was a devotee, and he approached Lord Narayan. But his approach to Lord Narayan was impure. Therefore, he's not considered a shud bhakta. He's not in Shantaras like Prahlad Maharaj, or in Dasyaras like Hanuman, or Sakiraras like Arjun. He's considered a sakama bhakta because he was controlled by a personal desire. He wanted something for himself. Selfishness, not purity. That selfishness, that independent desire, that mood of enjoyment, that is the impurity, the contamination. He wanted to get a huge kingdom, much bigger than his father. However, he was given a mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and he was meditating in Lord Narayana in his heart and chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Eventually, very quickly, within 6 months, he got extremely purified. What does it mean that Dhruva became purified by doing chanting mantra and meditation? Kirtan Smaranam, Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. It means, purification means that Dhruva Maharaj renounced his material desire. How and why? How could he do that? How could he give up his material desire? Because he was experiencing spiritual happiness, divine joy, like from seeing or having darshan of Lord Narayan. He had sakshat darshan of Lord Narayan. Then after having that wonderful experience, Dhruva Maharaj began to deeply lament, and he chastised himself. Oh, what a fool, what a stupid fool I was for maintaining that selfish material desire. This is the meaning of purification. When this feeling of loneliness, that I'm so wretched, I'm so fallen, I'm so low and mean and nasty, when this feeling of loneliness and we lament and humility, when that comes automatically in the heart, that means that one is getting purified. As I said, often we hear, you hear devotees, they do this and that, they chant the holy name, they read Bhagavatam, they serve Vaishnavas. Prabhu, if you do this, you'll get purified. So that means where I am now means I'm in the state of impurity, because if I'll get purified or I will attain a level of purification or a level of purity. So if a pure state exists, then there must be a state of impurity. Impurity is the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. If we perform sincere bhakti, if we seriously chant the holy name of the Lord with attention, with feeling, with prayer, with humility, and crying out to the Lord, and sincerely execute others' service, our heart will feel some anxious feeling, some uneasiness or burning in our heart, and we'll start to think, what have I been doing for all these years? I've been wasting my valuable life. I spoiled my time with so many useless activities. Sports and idle talk and newspapers and television, movies, parties, relative programs, gossip, foolish deeds, fault finding, just sleeping, dreaming, daydreaming, napping when I don't need to? What have I done all these years to improve my soul? What have I done to realize God? This means that some purity is coming in one's mind and heart. This feeling of helplessness and hopelessness, despondence and humble entreaty to the Supreme Lord. This feeling is genuine. This means purification of the heart. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam is taking place. Lord Chaitanya described this in the first verse of Shikshastakam. However, if these feelings are not coming in the heart, then something is wrong. We're not doing it right. And if we feel quite happy about our situation, and we're just happy going along, and we're not getting very enthusiastic or becoming enthusiastic to surrender to God and serve Him. Many devotees come to a plane where they think, I've done enough, this is enough, this is enough for me in this lifetime. Look, I've taken initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm a vegetarian. I read Bhagavatam, everything's okay. If this feeling of complacency and self-confidence comes in our heart, we're satisfied with our position, this feeling means impurity. It's a feeling of smugness. We see in the end of chapter 7 of Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Narada Muni asks three boons from Krishna, which Krishna granted. Narada Muni said, "My Lord, Sri Krishna, may your devotees never become satiated." In other words, never become bored or filled with or tired of your mercy, anugraha. We never get tired of receiving Krishna's mercy and His reciprocation. And may your devotees' service or bhakti and your love, prema, always increase. We should know very clearly that if we're feeling satisfied and everything's fine, if we have this attitude, everything's fine, everything's okay, I'm satisfied, that means we have some problem. What is that problem? Impurity. This is actually the nature of bhakti, devotion, or real love. In love, there can be no satiation. One never becomes satiated or filled or complacent. Okay, that's enough. I had enough. A devotee never feels, I've had enough, I'm full, I'm fed up with this thing. Bhakti, real bhakti, true bhakti, creates a desire and a craving for more and more. More and more service, more and more hearing, more and more chanting, more and more association, more and more festivals. More, 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 anyor, anyor. Our desire to serve Krishna and the intensity of our service will always be increasing. That is the meaning of the Shikshastakam first verse, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, Pratipadam Purnamritam Swadhanam, Pratipadam Purnamritam, Pratipadam, step after step, Purna Amritam, Swadhanam, we taste nectar. And we feel that we're floating in an ocean of bliss, ever-increasing bliss. This is the ever-increasing bliss of the ocean of serving Krishna. The holy name is like an ocean of transcendental bliss, Harinam Sankirtan. Because Sankirtan, chanting Krishna's name, Harinam Sankirtan, and devotion, bhakti, they're spiritual. They're not material. They're not something limited or circumscribed, have a beginning and end like material relationships or material activities or engagements. Bhakti, devotional service, and Harinam, they're always increasing. They're not limited. They have no satiation point. There's no beginning and end. It goes on and on, ever increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. Vardhanam means increasing, ever increasing, expanding, enriching, getting deeper, getting better, getting sweeter, more clear, more joyful, more peaceful. If some devotee feels satisfied and okay, everything's okay, he's full, he's had enough, if that's happening, this is a symptom of materialism. that he's in Maya. It means there's some problem in his bhajan. He's not performing devotional service. He's making offenses. He's being negligent. He's breaking the principles. He's not completing his rounds. He's not carrying out the order of the spiritual master. He's not rising early every day. He's not serving properly. He's cutting corners, getting lazy. There's some problem. He's not acting properly. If one is performing devotional service incorrectly, then he cannot expect a good result. And what does that mean? He won't get the good result of enthusiasm and eagerness to serve the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas and Krishna. When we improperly perform, or lazily, or don't even, our half-baked performance, don't chant inattentively, scattered, lazy, sloppy rounds spread throughout the day, here, there, everywhere, in the car, in the house, in the job, and we get offensive, then we don't have enthusiasm, no eagerness to serve Krishna and Guru and Vaishnavas. So therefore, if we're committing offenses while doing devotional service, this will give us a feeling of distaste. Distaste for bhakti. Lord Chaitanya taught Cheto Dharvana Marjanam. So how do we measure? How do we know if we're becoming pure in our consciousness? Simple. Purity means that we're developing a stronger and stronger desire to serve the Supreme Lord and the Vaishnavas. Pure devotion means that one is very eager and enthusiastic to serve the Lord all the time without any laziness. A pure devotee never loses his enthusiasm. That is the meaning of purity. Only when we come to that level of having that intense enthusiasm, that eagerness to serve and to hear and to chat and to associate with Vaishnavas, then and only then we can attain Goloka Vrindavan. We can't. When is that going to happen? It has to happen now, right here, right in this body. Not we wait for another body. Right in this material world, we must acquire intense craving to serve Krishna. Das, das, anudas. We must develop this inner mood, this bhav, this. We must feel happy. We must feel happy and joyful to enthusiastically serve the Lord and serve Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. And if we don't have that mood, that bhav, seva bhav, if we don't have that, and somehow or other, just say by chance, we landed in the spiritual world, we would feel very frustrated there in the spiritual world, and very sad, because we would see that everyone around us, everyone, every animal, every tree, every bird, every parrot, every deer, every cow, everyone, every man, woman, child, everyone was happily serving Krishna without any vacations, without any rewards, without any presents, without any breaks, without any free time. Oh, my husband, I need a break. I need to go to Bombay. Oh, my wife, this, that. Nothing like that. What is a Vaishnava made of? What is a devotee made of? A Vaishnava, a devotee, is made of compact, concentrated bliss and consciousness, blissful spiritual consciousness. And the material world is simply a place of misery. Materialists just think, they think I'm the master, I'm the enjoyer. But a devotee has a true feeling in his heart, a real devotee who has contacted bhakti, he really feels in his heart, inner feeling that I am a servant of Krishna. This root cause of this whole material bondage is the idea, the ego, the identification, designation that people feel, I am so-and-so. Anything we have, any idea or conception of ourselves we have other than I am a servant, this is the independence, this is the Maya. So let us try our best to become Krishna's happy, joyful, enthusiastic, energetic, sincere servants. Never waste a moment. Chanaka Pandit says that we can't buy back a moment of time Even if we have $1 million, time spent is time lost. So every minute must be spent in the loving service of Sri Guru Vaishnavas and Krishna, Hari Guru Vaishnav. This is a perfection of life. It is joyful, Kevala Anandakanda. Such absorption, when we enthusiastically dive into the ocean of devotion, we dive into the ocean of serving Guru and Krishna, now what happens? We get result. We become joyful. We become happy. We become peaceful. And the combination of that joy, happiness, and peace combines together to create newer and newer enthusiasm, to serve more, to do more, and to surrender more. And we become more enthusiastic and more happy and more engaged and do more and more service. And this way our seva bhav develops and matures and thickens and condenses. And eventually the seva bhav becomes shuddha bhav, and the shuddha bhav becomes nirmal bhav, nirmal prem, pure love of God. And this is the goal. Every minute, every second of every day, be absorbed in enthusiastic, blissful, joyful, ever-expanding service of Radha and Krishna.